Timeout can be further qualified based on the way in which the individual is removed from the reinforcing stimuli or occurring event. With exclusionary timeout, the person is removed from the reinforcing environment where the problem behavior occurred and is taken to another context, such as an adjacent room. This removes the person from all sources of positive reinforcement. In contrast, non-exclusionary timeout is described when the person remains in the environment where the problem behavior occurred, while being removed from access to positive reinforcers, such as being removed from a block area and having to sit in an empty table across the room. So how do you decide which one to use? The decision to use exclusionary timeout or non-exclusionary timeout mainly boils down to practical and logistical considerations. Most schools, for example, would not be okay with a teacher placing a student outside of the classroom during a timeout. One issue to consider is that the individual will inadvertently receive attention, such as from other classmates or other forms of social reinforcement, if they stay in the time-in context, that is, the environment in which the problem behavior occurs,